Gemara says in Daflam Vavam Beis, towards the top of the Amud, Itmar, Pasha Bav Yatzas Agum, Mesik Kanaka, Bayim Shemin the Rabba Amr Chai, Rabba Shemin the Rabba Amr Pater. So Bayim Shemin the Rabba Amr Chayiv, that he says that, Lomi by the Manda Mutkos of Shiva Sabban is Chayiv, the Chayiv, La Fila Manda Amr Pater, over here Chayiv, because we say Havla da Agama Katla. And Rabba says, your Pater, that even if you normally hold Tchos of Shiva Sabban is Chayiv, over here your Pater, because Malach Mavis, Malach Hacham, Malach Hassam. Now in the Manda who holds, Tchilas of Shiva Sabban is Chayiv, there are some Rishonim, like the Rif, who hold that that's even if the Einus had absolutely nothing to do with the Pshia. Pshia was in one thing, the Einus was in something else. Afal Pichain, you're going to be Chayiv. And the question is why? Why should that be? L'chayiv for the Einus has nothing to do with the Pshia. Why should I be Chayiv for the Einus just because it started off with the Pshia? The Pshia is not related to the Einus at all. And Reuven Grzovsky, in his Chidush Mavir, he wants to be Mazel, this Api Chakir and the Chayiv Pshia of a shomer. What exactly is mechayiv the shomer when a pshia happens? Is it the pshat that when a person is pshaya, therefore you're chayiv in the hezek that comes later on? Since you did a pshia, therefore you're responsible for the future nezikim that happened because of your pshia? Or is it pshat that, no, that maybe the pshia itself is mechayiv you? When a shomer is pshaya, the fact that he's pshaya in a shmira, that itself is mechayiv him, and he has to pay for the chayfetz. But if the chayfetz, if nothing happened to it, then he could be mekayemes tashlumim by giving the chayfetz back. There's nothing to pay for because the chayfetz is here. But if the chayfetz was nizak, even if the hezek has absolutely nothing to do with the pshia, it doesn't make a difference. Once you're pashaya, you have to pay for it, and now then nothing happens. It's not here. The chiyuv is coming machmas to pshia rishon, and not machmas the nezek. So that lechayv be mashak like that side. The other madamer holds chosub pshia b'sefer b'ainus pater. He might hold like the other side. He could hold that the chiyuv is not for the pshia. The chiyuv is for the nezek, and if it has to be for the nezek, it has to be very much related. Lecholabachas has to be related to the pshia, and even then he would hold your pater because, being that it has nothing to do with the, being that it's not directly related to the hezek itself, therefore going to be pater on the hezek. So that machlekes over here between these two amarai might be telling this chakira: what is the mechayv? Is it the pshia, or is it the hezek itself?